Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Santana bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our new friend, Trevor Blake, the author of Three Simple Steps, a map to success in business and life. Trevor, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us how we can find you and your blog and your book and everything.
You can get to me or anything to do with Three Simple Steps through threesimplesteps.com. That's spelled out, T-H-R-E-E, simplesteps.com.
So check that out, and the book's available wherever books are sold. We talked about reclaiming your mentality in the previous segment, and the other two steps are creating winning ideas. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And then transforming ideas into achievement. Talk to us about those winning ideas.
Well, it's one thing. I hear this all the time. I'm more of an investor now than I am running my own. I have two businesses, but I'm sort of a sleeping partner in both of them now. And so I'm always looking for good ideas, but that's the one thing I hear the most is that people say, I'd like to change my life or I'd like to take my business to the next level, but I just don't have any great ideas. And, when I was, one time I felt like I was stuck in quicksand and I was looking for a great idea or a way out. And at that time, I was poor and was addicted to reading the life stories of self-made men and women. And I noticed, people like Ford and Colt and Madam C.J. Walker, they all had this way of just getting far from the madding crowd and sitting quietly and coming up with a brilliant idea. And
right.
I thought, well, if it worked for them, why not for me? And so I've been doing it for the last 20 years, and I've taught probably at least 10,000 people to take 20 minutes every morning just by themselves, just to sit quietly. No, it's not meditation. You're not trying to do anything smart. It's not about enlightenment. It's just sitting quietly. And it's the opposite to what people think. So most people say, oh, so you're slowing yourself down. No, you're not. It's the only time during the waking hours where you allow your brain to work completely undistracted at full speed.
Well, there's another thing there that we've learned here on the show over the years, and that is that the right side of your brain, the creative side of your brain, wakes up first.
That's interesting.
And the left side, which is the engineer side, the side that says, wait a minute, we haven't measured that, we haven't tested it 13 times, that it wakes up later than your right brain. So before the left brain wakes up and tells you you're crazy, your right brain has all these ideas that it can pursue. And that's the reason why a lot of people get good ideas in the shower.
Yeah, that's...
So you're onto something. I completely agree with you. I know people who have whiteboards in the shower so they can write these things down.
Yeah, I go immediately into my office. I have my whiteboard behind the door here. But the challenge for most people is we live in such a noisy world that people jump out of bed and immediately hit the text or the email.
Right.
And once you do that, you've slowed your brain down to an incredibly mundane task, which is to make your big fat thumbs fit the little keyboard. I mean, that's really slow work for the brain. So I teach people to just take 20 minutes, get a minute earlier if you have to, but have 20 minutes just quietly by yourself, and you'll be blown away by the ideas you have that day. And I get more emails from people about this than any of the three steps.
I've been talking about, I wrote an article called Think Right in the Morning, and where I learned this from a brain expert years ago, probably 10, 12 years ago. And so I think you're exactly right. It's really important, but I like the fact that you said, Don't plug into the world. Don't let the world invade that space. Just be alone with your thoughts. And it's amazing what kind of gestation, whatever has happened to you the day before, it's amazing how a night's sleep will gestate that and deliver it as something that you wouldn't have seen otherwise the next morning.
Yeah, and there's something magical about those early morning hours. It's so still, and it gives you a chance. But it allows it to ferment, to come to the surface a little bit.
And I don't think that happens if you sleep till 11 o'clock, though, Trevor. I think you gotta get up a little early. All right, so those are where you find those ideas. But then you got to know what to do with them. You got to execute on those, right? By transforming them into achievement.
Right. So first of all, control the mentality, because it's no good having a great idea if you don't control your mentality, because you'll walk out, you'll go to work, and you'll hear the headlines that the world is crashing, the economy's finished, and you'll just say, oh, well, I'll carry on with my job. So make sure you control mentality first, then get that great idea. And then part three, or step three, your three simple steps, is how you turn that idea into reality. And it's about getting the balance between the warrior instincts. Most self-help books go on and on about warrior mentality, which is just a male approach to conquering. Well, the world doesn't work like that. Nature doesn't work by conquering. So it's about getting the balance. you know, to be successful, of course we need hunting and gathering skills, but you also need the intuition to sense danger and to notice opportunities, and it's about getting that balance correct. Once you get the balance correct, then the world is your oyster. And you know, I stand here. You call me a serial entrepreneur, which always sounds sinister to me. But you know, I've built four companies. I've sold two for over $100 million. That's the definition of success. You know, I'm not standing here making these statements because I want you to buy my book. All my profits go to cancer research and development. There's nothing in this for me. I just wanted to put out there some common sense.
What you've done. Is you've harnessed, you've identified, you've crystallized, codified the steps that you've made. I mean, you're a smart guy, but you're not, you know, you're like me. I think you admit, you know, there are a lot of other people smarter than you, but you found a way to harness this and to come up with a code that allows you to just take one, two, three steps and make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, and I can't claim too much credibility for coming up with these ideas because I got them from those autobiographies of self-made men and women.
Right.
You know, if it was good enough for Henry Ford, who am I to say it won't work for me?
I agree with that. I like reading about what those guys did. I especially, Trevor, like to read about their mistakes.
Yeah.
I like to read about what they did wrong, and yet they persevered. They overcame them. Hey, Trevor, give us the website one more time.
3simplesteps.com.
So check it out, folks. Trevor Blake. Hey, Trevor, will you come back another day?
I would love to. This is fun. I appreciate it, Jim.
Yeah, we got more to talk about. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Take care.
Trevor Blake, ladies and gentlemen. Three Simple Steps. Check out that book. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
How's the present?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.